Welcome, folks, to another musical adventure, this time in the land of New Wave. I'm Adrian.
I'm Anthony. I love New Wave, Adrian, as you know.
Of course.
So I've read this study recently. It says that the music that you listen to when you're at the age of 14 is the music you're going to love for the rest of your life.
Really?
So when I was 14, New Wave was like the biggest thing out there.
Interesting. When I was 14, you said?
Yep.
14. It was 91. I guess I was listening to 80s music in 91. Romania wasn't really very updated. I was getting into things like metal and I don't know.
Hair metal was huge around then, so yeah.
Metallica, Iron Maiden, Guns N' Roses, that sort of stuff.
Speaking of which, we got to do a hair metal show again soon.
We definitely do not. Can we do a regular metal show?
All right. We're going to kick off this awesome new wave show with Chalk Circle.
apple red, ringing you every day, begging for a word of praise. I put aside my foolish games, I run and hide and call names. School's out, bells will ring, now's the time.
Imitation's boring.
All right, that's Iggy Pop there with Cry for Love. Before that, we had Rockpile with Teacher Teacher and kicked it off with Chalk Circle and April Fool.
It was really interesting, the Iggy Pop song. We were having a discussion about that. I thought it was David Bowie, and it turns out I was half correct.
You were. David Bowie wrote and produced all the songs on Iggy Pop's Blah 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 1986 record. Really cool new wave record, actually.
Yeah, it was very nice. To be fair, I don't listen to the music, not to the actual voice, by the time I guessed, so I was actually correct, I'd like to think. But still, no, very nice.
You're wrong. Right. That's the end of segment one. We'll be back with segment two after this.